60 years ago, Archie Skirvin entered the Anglican priesthood. Since then, he's served in parishes all over southwestern Ontario. In fact, he calls his career the Ministry of the 401. Yesterday, people gathered at St. James Westminster Anglican Church in London to celebrate his career. And we have Archdeacon Archie Skirvin with us in studio this morning. Hello, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for asking.
60 years. Well, for any career, that's a remarkably long time. How does it feel?
Until you started counting years, it seemed just natural.
How does it feel to be celebrated for this duration of service to the community?
Well, I enjoyed my... I was 17 years as rector of St. James Westminster. I've been retired to say 20 years. And it's just nice to be recognized. Was a treat. Mm-hmm. St. James has a great family history. My son was invited to be the preacher. He came up from North Carolina, where he's a bishop. And my family gathered. We had family from Huntsville and Pittsburgh and North Carolina and by St. Clair River.
Oh, that must have been lovely to have everybody together.
It was lovely.
So take us back 60 years. Why did you decide to enter the priesthood?
I don't know that the decision is always the person's. I believe there needs to be a call. Hmm. And I can't say that I had one like St. Paul where there was a blinding light and I stopped, but more like St. Peter, right? A couple steps forward and a couple steps back. I was raised in an Anglican parish in Chatham, Holy Trinity Church Chatham, and a very loving priest took me under his wing, as it were. I saw what he did as a person and as a priest, and I said, that sounds good. And so by his inspiration, I walked the same road.
Mm-hmm. So you knew then pretty,
as a young fellow,
that so this was a path you wanted
high school,
to go on.
He brought me to Huron College to be interviewed by the principal to see that if I was eligible or appropriate for priesthood, and I was accepted, and on we went.
Well, priests are allowed to marry in the Anglican faith, and you married and had a family.
Yes.
What did that mean to you?
I would say marriage for me and for a priesthood, it opens you up and it makes a more wholesome person, more rounded person.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel better able to relate to your congregation?
I would think so. My wife and I have been married. It'll be 60 years this summer. So it's a year of 60s for us. We lived first in Windsor and then in London and then in Cambridge and then in Chatham and then back to London.
You know southwestern Ontario
oh,
well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. It was great. We enjoyed raising our children. And they seemed to have done okay.
What do you think their experience was growing up in the church?
They didn't know that they were what are jokingly called PKs until they got to
PKs,
preacher's kids.
Ah, yes.
They didn't know that until they got to a parish where there were a number of younger clergy with children. And they told our children that they were PKs. Oh, they didn't know that. They were just kids.
Well, you say the words in the gospel haven't changed, but churches have struggled in the way they've packaged the message. What do you mean by that?
I mean, the gospel of Jesus Christ is one of love. That doesn't change. How we package it or how we present it changes. The Anglican Church has a very strong liturgy and normally a very interesting and way of with music. One has to not treasure things that are Victorian. I was invited to choose some of the music for yesterday at the church, and one piece of music I chose had been used by a choir when I was inducted way back when. Mm-hmm. And they did so well at it, it brought me good memories. Yeah. And the choir did a beautiful job. But in my mind, I said, this doesn't fit anymore. And they did a beautiful job.
Well, in your view, have churches, including the Anglican Church, kept up with the times?
No. I think in some ways, yes. In terms of some of the social demographics, yes. But in terms of sort of structure, I used an illustration a while ago. There was a movie about a baseball person who built a baseball field and promised, you build it, they will come. And I think that used to be the idea. You build a church, they'll come. Well, I don't think that's the appropriate anymore. Church needs to be out and inviting.
So what's your advice then to, along those lines of being out and inviting, to make sure that places of faith stay open and stay relevant?
To lovingly preach the gospel and to be open and inviting, to reach out into the community where they live, mm-hmm. not to be secure behind closed doors.
It's been great to speak with you, Archie. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Archdeacon Archie Skirving. On Sunday, a gathering was held at St. James Westminster Anglican Church in London to celebrate his 60 years in the clergy.